T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tigers in a doubleheader today, a true doubleheader. They will start at 1:10 against the Yankees after the rainout last night. Tiger manager Ron Gardenhire joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gardy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
We are good. Old school doubleheader today. That's kind of more your cup of tea, right?
Yeah, those splits make for really, really long days. You know, you start at 1 and then you start at 7. Those are long, long days for everybody involved. So, yeah, if you're going to play a doubleheader, just play them both. I think 30 minutes in between games and go for it.
I'm curious, how do you decide who pitches what game? Do you just go in order? Like, whoever was supposed to pitch last night will pitch game one, or is there some sort of strategy that we don't know about?
It's the veteran status more than anything else. Like, Boyd's been around a little bit longer than Turnbull, so he gets his choice. And Boyd wants to throw the first game, so Turnbull will throw the second. Pretty simple.
I never knew that. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I think Justin Verlander made his very first major league start in Cleveland in a true doubleheader as well. And I think he started, the second game, and he wasn't very good, but he turned out to be pretty good after that.
Yeah, not too bad.
No, pretty good. So last night, well, let's go back two nights, first of all, because the game was really an epic game. And I know this has been a long season for you. It's been a long season for the ball club. But that's the great thing about baseball. That's the great thing about sports, is you never know what you're going to get each night you go to the ballpark. What was that experience like on Tuesday night when you guys played an epic and had multiple comebacks against the Yankees?
Yeah, it's exciting in the dugout. It's just fun to watch these guys kind of growing a little bit and, you know, keep fighting back. And they didn't get down. We'd give up another big home run that they'd take the lead. And, you know what, they just came right back in, and you could hear it in the dugout, and let's go get them. And then it was pretty good, and it was fun, and we had a lot of big moments. And, you know, then Jordy Knock gets in the game winner, and it was just one of those moments, feel like you're winning the World Series as far as the way we've been going. And it was, you know, beating the Yankees is very special always. So they're a great baseball team.
Now, and doing it at home, because let's be frank, the home record has been probably maybe the most disappointing thing of the season. Is it just me, or you guys seem to actually, forgetting about the wins and losses, just you play a better brand of baseball on the road?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I haven't figured that one out, other than I just think maybe they're a little more relaxed. They don't put too much pressure on themselves on the road. We know the expectations aren't real high, you know, as far as us winning all these games against great teams and all this stuff. But these guys have really stepped up and on the road, and I've begged them to try to do the same thing at home. And I don't know. I think maybe they put too much pressure on themselves. You talk about, hey, let's go in the dugout, and it gets a little quiet. We had some bad innings. And, you know, the other night was what I would hope would happen the rest of the way, is they're really up in the dugout, and they were really after these guys. And I think sometimes the team that you're playing brings out the best in you, and that did against us the other night for sure.
Maybe you guys should sleep in a hotel at home now.
I think most of them do anyway.
We're talking to Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, Tiger doubleheader today against the Yankees. You know, when you came here, Ron, a couple seasons ago, one of the, cliches, catchphrases was teaching the young guys how to win. Is Tuesday an example of that, that you're never out of it, even 6-0 in the first inning?
Well, it's just about continue to play, no matter what the score is. You know, everybody, the coach and staff, we were, let's go get after them, boys. We got down 6-0, you know, and it was all about just continuing to play. And sometimes, you know, you get your brains knocked out, and it's hard to do. But, you know, I tip my cap to these kids. They're getting after it. They're trying. And I'd say this over and over again. Sometimes they try a little bit too hard, and it gets out of whack. So you just have to relax and just remember it's just baseball. It's what it is, and you just got to go play it. And when they do that, it's pretty fun to watch.
Last night, Jonathan Villar of the Orioles hit a home run, which was number 6,106 of the season, breaking the record of 2 years ago. We still have like 20 days left in the season. If you were granted the czar of baseball, the commissioner, Do you think this is a problem? And what would you do to, I don't know, curb the home runs? What would you do?
Well, I don't know enough. But, I mean, we know the baseball's hard as a rock right now. And we know, you know, the bats are better, the whole package. But somewhere or another, you got to figure it out because this is kind of nuts. And whether it is the ball being a little bit too hard or whatever, somebody's got to step up and kind of figure it out because I know these guys are strong and I know they've got good swings, but you can't tell me that, you know, back in the day, the Al Kalines and guys like that weren't just as strong as these guys and hit it as far. The equipment has made a big difference. And the baseball, like I said, my belief is the baseball is, wow, it's hard in a rock and it's flying all over the place. So it's just the crazy game. I think we've all seen the strikeouts out of this world. People not really giving a flip if they strike out or not because of the uppercut swings. And it's just the part of the game. The game changes all the time and rotates and goes different ways. And right now we're in that era where it's hit the ball in the seats. They've made the equipment, you know, really helps that out. And I don't know if they need to change that or not, but I just know it's nuts. It's really crazy.
With that as the backdrop, it is particularly notable that Miguel Cabrera only has 10 home runs this year. I know we've talked to you about Miggy a lot this year. Next year at age 37, can he get back to being a 20-25 home run guy, or is this the Miguel Cabrera we're going to see for the remainder of his career? Is it just the injuries are such and the debilitating injuries that he can't get back to being the power source that we expect him to be?
He's actually swinging the bat really good. I mean, getting a lot of base hits and everything. But as far as power goes, you really need your base. And the one thing I think we all know is that, you know, his legs aren't great. His knee, back knee, his right knee is not great. He's going to have to figure out a way to fight through that thing. And if you know, there's not going to be a surgery, they've already told him that. So, you know, without your base, it's really hard to do a lot of things that he used to do. And as you get a little older, everything slows down. So he's going to have to fight through a lot of things. The one thing he's got going is he just loves this game, and he's out there having a blast. And he still can hit. He's unbelievable. He can get his hands through there. It just doesn't fly in the seats like it used to. But like I said, without your base, it's going to be hard to do.
Now he said in this article with his Venezuelan newspaper that next year, you know, he wants to come back and play first base. Are you going to have a talk with him, or is that still open?
That's all. I mean, you know what? It's not going to happen on an everyday basis. It probably can't just because of, you know, his legs and everything and his age. But I like the fact that he talks like that. I think that's important that, you know, he still believes he can do things like that no matter what. So that's why he's such a great player, is you can't tell him that he can't do something. He's going to try to prove you wrong, and I love it. I love that fact. That's why he's been so great. That's why he's going to be a Hall of Famer, is because he's not going to let anybody tell him you can't do this. So his goal is a good goal, to try to come back and want to play first base. Whether he can do it or not, we'll all have to wait and see.
A couple weeks ago, last time I think we talked to you, I asked you about Victor Reyes, who was hitting the ball really well since you brought him up, and that has continued. Is it just kind of, hey, Victor, keep doing what you're doing, let's not get too much in your head, or is he continuing to work at it? Is it video? What are you seeing out of him?
Oh, he works. He works really hard, you know, and him being in hitting groups with, you know, Cabbie and guys like that, they're always giving each other grief and everything. But you know what? He puts the bat on the ball an awful lot. And when you do that, you know, not striking out too much, you're going to have some success. But Victor, from last year to this year, he's learned an awful lot. Last year was a big year being a Rule 5 guy, staying in the big leagues all year with these guys. He matured an awful lot, and he's confident now. He went to AAA, had a good year down there this year, which is what we would hope, getting plenty of at-bats. And he's come up here and just played fantastic. Just actually, you know, put him in the leadoff spot. I don't even worry about him anymore. Just let him go because he's swinging so good.
How beneficial has the last month, or basically since the trading deadline, been for Jimenez, where he's now the closer trying to figure stuff out?
It's good. I mean, you know what? We just got to get him more opportunities. I think the biggest thing is we haven't been able to get him opportunities, so we just put him in games just to get a chance to pitch. So if we can get him those opportunities, he'll grow even more. But that's the big thing from here on out. If we can just get him some more opportunities, it'll be fun to watch.
Are you a believer, Ron, in carryover to 2020? If a guy finishes a season well, I've always been very cynical of that because it's such a long break and guys go off and do different things. There's Arizona Fall League and spring training. Are you a believer that if a guy finishes the season well, he can start it off the next year?
Well, I just know for a fact when you want to go into the winter finishing off strong, that's going to be the talk here over the last couple of weeks, you know, finish strong and have that good feeling, whether you can carry that in. I don't know if that has any meaning whatsoever other than confidence. You go into the season next year if you finish off strong with confidence, and that's important, but I don't know how much it's going to mean. You're still going to have to pick it up and do it all over again when you get the spring training and all those things. So it is good to end good. You feel better about yourself and you leave on a good note, and it is a long winter. Not as long as it used to be. It seems to come around really quick, but it is something important. To finish strong makes you feel a lot better during the winter.
Ron, always appreciate the time. Long day ahead of you today. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Ron Gardenhire, Tiger manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.